After neutrality ended, Confederate Breathitt County stood out like the proverbial sore thumb in the otherwise heavily Unionist Three Forks. In November 1861, Colonel Leonidas Metcalf came to the county to bring it back into the fold. Though his expected arrival was interpreted as coercion and actually accelerated Confederate recruitment, when he reached Jackson, he found that the rebels, at least the ones in uniform, had departed. Before leaving, he produced a proclamation imploring its citizens not to take up arms against their fellow Kentuckians and offering $100 to anyone who could explain what right he had that the United States had taken from him. Pause and reflect on such a course, supporting the rebellion, and ask yourselves why you must take up arms against your fellow Kentuckians, against your kin and the laws of your state. What law has Congress or the legislature passed that oppresses you? What right did you ever have that has been taken away from you? What tyranny or what injury in any way has the state of Kentucky committed against you? What law has curtailed or even threatened your right to your slaves or all the rights you ever had in the territories? Can any of you answer these simple questions? No, you cannot. The colonel couched his appeal in terms of civic kinship and state loyalty, with no mention of the Union or the Lincoln administration. It further addressed grievances many white Kentuckians shared while suggesting that the rest of the state had chosen to overlook them in the interest of unity. Clearly, concerns other than state fidelity had surpassed their interest in their home state. Although he was the son of Kentucky's first anti-Jacksonian governor, Colonel Metcalf did not account for the influence of men like Jeremiah South and his Democratic cohort. Although Brigadier General James Garfield discovered it for himself a few months later, describing a population he considered very ignorant, the future president saw a mountain population completely under the control of their party leaders, but failed to consider the possibility that mountaineers followed the leaders who best suited their interests. Breathitt Confederates were those who shared the most with Jeremiah South. Slavery, land wealth, and Democratic Party affiliation. The process that established the Three Forks region's only pro-Confederate county had begun in 1839.